President Obama has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to feminist icon Gloria Steinem. Steinem, in turn, said she hopes that Obama's action honors the work of Margaret Sanger, liberalism's iconic racial eugenicist. Indeed, it has. Margaret Sanger longed for a time when birth control would be, as she put it, part of the regular welfare service of the government. In this, she was inspired by Stalin's Soviet Union, literally. In 1934, Sanger took a hope-filled, fact-finding pilgrimage to Moscow. Upon her return, the Planned Parenthood founder glowingly reported that, quote, there are no obstacles to birth control in Russia. It is accepted on the grounds of health and human rights. She said of America, we could well take example from Russia, where there are no legal restrictions, no religious condemnation, and where birth control instruction is part of the regular welfare service of the government, unquote. Well, if you think about it, Margaret Sanger was prophetic. She was basically speaking of Barack Obama's America, where birth control is deemed a human right and a form of health care with no obstacles in the way. In fact, it's even easier than Sanger could have imagined. Not only do contemporary progressives want no obstacles, they want all Americans to forcibly pay for birth control. But there was more to Margaret Sanger's vision. She wanted to advance what she called race improvement. She lamented America's race of degenerates. This meant purging the landscape of what she called its human weeds. This included a Negro project that was especially close to Sanger's heart. Not surprisingly, among those most impressed with Sanger's work was the KKK. The Klan invited the progressive heroine to one of their celebrations. She accepted. Margaret Sanger addressed her hooded brethren at a KKK rally in Silver Lake, New Jersey in 1926. And today, Sanger's Planned Parenthood is America's most prolific killer of unborn black Americans. And now, in 2013, America's first black president honors Gloria Steinem with an award that Steinem says honors Margaret Sanger. Boy, the devil works in mysterious ways. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.